part Stevie B.
Your brother Steven is my favorite Baldwin brother.
One part KMC.
Found this thing at townhall.com by Kevin McCullough.
Now, on the VMX Radio Network, it's Baldwin McCullough Radio. Talking about the dilemmas of life no one else will. And trying to make sense of it all.
3 months ago, the president promised to call us out. You here today are that hope and change for America. 3 days later, Mr. President, here we are!
Stephen Baldwin and Kevin McCullough.
All right, so here we are.
Yo.
Live.
Hello.
And in
Hi.
Color.
Hey.
You got yourself?
Hey. Hey.
I'm not knowing if I...
Saturday night. Baldwin McCullough.
And our headphone volume is really low for some reason, so that's a little better.
You got to get your mouth up to the microphone.
Yeah.
I mean, that's like Radio 101, Kevin. Even I know that.
Yeah.
You taught me that.
We want to start talking about what I've taught you.
Remember those days? When you'd say, get your
Do
face.
Do we want to start talking about what I've taught you?
And now I'm obviously, clearly...
The master you have become.
Show you I will.
Of course, you always did kind of speak Yoda English to begin with.
Proudly. And without any apology.
Everything was always a wee bit backwards.
A wee bit.
But that's okay. It's Baldwin McCullough Radio. We're coming to you live from New York. Thank you for being here. Our phone number is 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373. If you're joining us in the chat room, we kind of got the place a little bit better lit tonight, so hopefully the picture will look a little bit better. And you can join that live chat at baldwinmccullough.com. Just click Listen Live. It'll take you to a page where you can actually log into and watch the show as it happens, and it's kind of fun to do. Speaking of fun,
yes, sir.
This week,
yeah,
millions of people ordered billions of chicken sandwiches and nuggets and strips and waffle fries,
yeah,
and peach shakes and all the rest of it.
I'm loving that.
In fact, we did a little bit of that here at Extreme Media.
Kevin McCullough, Baldwin McCullough Radio, Saturday nights, AM 970. The answer, you've already been talking to Curtis Lee and other people around here. Why are Stephen Baldwin and Kevin McCullough here today? Because we love Chick-fil-A, number one. Boiler, Mikey, see? It's good for the boiler. But besides that, we think that the First Amendment's worth defending. And we think that somebody should have the right to give their private opinion and not have some sort of Nazi come after them to try to ruin their business. So we're here showing our support. I purchased $200-something worth of Chick-fil-A for my staff, the staff of the neighboring business to us upstairs. We're going to go home happy today.
And so we did. We had, how many staffers did we have here? Because the lovely bride and baby James came in. I think we had six, and then we fed all of upstairs.
Right on.
And basically, anybody else that came in off the street, we were like, hey, want some chicken? Because we had some left over.
Well, on the official Chick-fil-A day.
Yes.
You know, I checked in with you.
Right. You were going to go to the one at New York University.
Yeah, the one downtown in New York. And you told me. You warned me. You said...
It was closed.
You said, Stevie B, I'm pretty sure it's not open. But you know me.
Stephen had to go do his appreciation at a closed Chick-fil-A.
Yeah. I had to go down and just be sure, because what if you were wrong?
Yeah, that's true, and it could have happened.
You know, and I could have been like the genius when everybody was saying, no, 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 no. Like everybody was saying, no, no, it's closed, Steve. Don't go there. But I figured I'd go down there, maybe there'd be like some guy mopping the floor, and I'd get in.
Yeah. Because that's the way life works for you.
Right?
Steven walks up.
And I'll turn on
Dude, can you let me in?
And I'll turn on the fryer or something.
I'm Stephen Baldwin. Can you let me in your door?
And I'll put some fries and a couple of chicken legs or something.
You know what
there.
It reminds me of? You know those, you've seen those Orkin commercials where the insects are trying to penetrate the house, and so like they're delivering pizza and stuff, and the guy's like, would you let me in? That's kind of Steven.
Yeah.
To almost anywhere he goes.
And I might have gotten in.
Can you let me in?
You know, Alec Baldwin's on the board of New York University.
Yeah.
So I could have gone down there
I'm
and said,
sure that he will be kicking Chick-fil-A off campus as soon as that contract's up.
I don't know what you're talking about. But I'm sure if I was really still the creepy guy I used to be,
yeah,
I could have knocked on the door and had some guy answer and said, you know, this is an Alec Baldwin emergency. And I need to access your Chick-fil-A immediately.
for some reason, I don't think the Chick-fil-A employees report to the New York University staff.
Well,
I don't think that's how that works.
So
I think
it would have been cool if I got in there.
Might have been in a wee bit of trouble. You know, last week. So anyway, those of you that ate chicken this week, good on you.
Chick-fil-A.
And all you haters that said you're going to show up on Friday and do a kiss in. That was a good joke you guys pulled. Because they seriously had like 20 people in the whole country show up at a Chick-fil-A. And 14 of those were at the Hollywood Chick-fil-A.
Mm-hmm.
I think they had six spread out across the rest of the country. But everywhere on Chick-fil-A Appreciation Day, they were running out of food.
Right.
Like there were places running out of food with 7 hours of service left.
When our homie Mike Huckabee throws down a gauntlet.
Yeah, start to finish. So and the governor represented. He was in. He got his morning chicken and egg sandwich for breakfast, I believe, in Little Rock or wherever it was. But they weren't haters. Yes, they were, Jacqueline. You haven't seen some of the stuff that people have been leaving on the Twitter and the Facebook.
But, Jacqueline, you know Kevin.
They were haters.
Kevin doesn't sugarcoat it.
No, if they
Kevin
called us
says
hateful.
What he really feels.
They called us hateful for going and eating chicken on Chick-fil-A Day.
Yeah?
Yes.
But at the same time.
With a huge megaphone. Why are you guys so hateful?
At the same time. Those folks have the right in this country to express themselves.
To call us hateful.
Yeah,
yes, they do.
Sure.
Absolutely.
Have at it.
No one's denying that.
I love that the next quarter of sales for Chick-fil-A are going to be through the moon.
Now, they're a family-owned company, but don't you wish you had just a wee little bit of stock in that little venture?
Mm-hmm.
At least this quarter?
Well, I think, obviously, what's more important to observe, seemingly on a serious note, is it's wonderful that people stood up and supported Chick-fil-A.
Yeah, and let me be very clear. Not everybody that had a Chick-fil-A sandwich.
It sounded like the president.
Let me be clear.
Yeah, go ahead.
It wasn't because they all believed that marriage shouldn't be redefined.
Right.
There were a lot of people that went and just said, wait a minute, you cannot punish somebody. You can't be a Nazi to somebody about something that they said when asked in an interview, and they're asked to give their opinion.
Right.
You can't do that. This is still America.
And
Look, go to my Facebook page, facebook.com/KMC01. Go there and look at all the garbage I've had said in the last 48 hours since the Chick-fil-A Appreciation Day happened. And I didn't delete anybody. I didn't take anybody off the page. I didn't say, oh, well, you can't say that. You're disagreeing with me.
Mm-hmm.
No, because this is America. Now, if you get vile or profane, I will delete comments, you know, because we have family, you know, kids come and read the comments and stuff. But just because you differ with me, I'm challenged by that. I like to have people throw a gauntlet down and say, here's what I think, and see if it causes me to reevaluate what I've been thinking.
Obviously, in the last couple of years, with things you and I have been involved with, there not only with this issue and this topic,
right,
but there seems to be this trend of you know, socially empowered individuals who, you know, through social networking are going after corporations.
Yeah,
they're attacking these corporations who, in their opinion, are oppressive or this or that and hateful and blah 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 blah. So,
well, it's interesting because Chick-fil-A has gay people that work for them.
There you go.
I mean, they've never turned anybody away from the counter because they asked them, you know, who do you sleep with at night? They don't have any of that going on. They've never mistreated anyone for any reason. And if somebody did, they were fired. You know, if it was a one and off kind of thing, they were let go. So I've never understood why people were like, oh well, this group. You know, because they've given money to someone like Focus on the Family. You know, Focus on the Family. That somehow constitutes hate. I don't agree with it. I don't get it. And America had enough. They were basically like, look, we're not putting up with this mess any longer.
Yeah.
And from coast to coast, literally from here in New York all the way to San Diego, Hawaii, wherever, the people were they showed up and they supported free speech. And many people supported free speech and the idea that people can support traditional marriage and shouldn't be punished for thinking that.
And then there was the dude out of Arizona. Are we going to mention that? Are we talking about that?
Well, he drives through the drive-thru.
I saw that whole thing.
Harasses the Chick-fil-A waitress, who, by the way, if all of Chick-fil-A employees handle their situation as good as she did, no wonder that company's making billions of dollars
a year.
That's
right.
No wonder, because they have this idea that the customer should be treated with respect, no matter what nasty, vile maggot they may be driving through.
And obviously, it's apparent.
And he gets fired for it.
That was incredible.
All right, we're not going to talk about that. When we come back, Gabby Douglas won the gold medal this week, and she had something happen in a commercial break that some people are upset about, and we want to know your opinion about it. We'll talk about it next on Baldwin McCullough Live.
Every single for a lot of people that want to pray effectively, doing it is the hard part.
We pray for our family.
They know what they want to say.
Our friends.
But the words don't come out easily.
We pray for the world.
What if something had been given to you as a child? Maybe that had been read to you every single night before you went to bed.
We can pray while walking, running, bowing, standing, or lying down.
That's what children's author Carol McIntyre has done in her brand new bedtime book, Prayer Is. What do you think of when you think of praying with your children? In a very simple, easy to read, and quickly memorized book, your children will pick up on all the benefits of what prayer is.
We can pray everywhere and anywhere.
Carol McIntyre's brand new title, Prayer Is. And when you go to TheBingeThinker.com and click on the Prayer Is logo, you'll save almost half the price at Amazon.com. So check out Prayer Is.
800-283-2360. That's 800-283-2360. 800-283-2360. Or online at TheBingeThinker.com.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth slide into a recession or, at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common-sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go. Now you can build food storage without going into debt. Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month. Our clubs work with everyone's budget. Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
The summer specials are on at HHA, Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big at herbalhealer.com. And new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale, liquid CalMag vitamin D and organic iodine, CoQ10 with Hawthorne, colon enhancer, Super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product Tonixin, Memory Power, and Super Male and Femplex, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. Also get 10% off on the Herbal Healer Academy Survival Course. Information that might save your life. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com.
We'll be right back. It's Baldwin McCullough live from New York. And do you do credit card processing for your network marketing or your online website or even your own store location? Do you use PayPal or one of the other most common credit card processing systems? If you do, then you are helping to underwrite things like abortion, Planned Parenthood, the sale and distribution of pornography, even online gaming, gambling, and possibly even jihad against America. Most credit card companies do not distinguish between honorable and dishonorable businesses, but CleanCreditBiz.com does. A guaranteed lower rate for your processing, faster turnaround for major payments, usually 24 to 48 hours as compared to 3 or 4 days for PayPal. And this pledge, they will not do business with dishonorable things like companies that service abortion, porn, or jihad. Run! Don't walk to CleanCreditBiz.com now. Save money, get your money faster, and sleep easy at night. CleanCreditBiz.com. That's CleanCreditBiz.com. CleanCreditBiz.com. Baldwin McCullough, live from New York. Glad you're with us. Steven's back in studio, finally. I think it's been like 6 weeks.
I have no idea.
It's been a long time.
I have no idea.
You know how long it's been? We had to go dig that microphone out of a dust bunny under the desk. It was caked in weeks of unused dust.
I'm feeling my allergies coming on.
There you go. So last week we talked about the Olympics.
Yeah.
You're down with them. We're now leading the medal count. I don't know if you noticed this.
But it was only above China by one as of like
In the total number of medals,
we're kicking butt.
Well, we finally passed them. It took most of the week to get there.
And
Ryan Lochte didn't help, all of his peeing in the pool and stuff.
What are you talking about?
He admitted to that.
No, he didn't.
He did. He totally did.
He did
admitted
not.
That he took a whiz in the pool.
When did he say
Google
that? Why would he
yesterday,
say that?
Yesterday, he said that they all do it. Nobody else admitted to it. He did. I don't know.
Well, he needs to up his vitamin intake. I can't see anything.
He said something about the chlorine water creating an environment that, I don't know. But anyway,
all right, can we please
we were
on.
Slow on the medal count.
See, now if I said that, I'd get scolded.
No, because you would use words that would be branded as... Right.
So you said it with more couth, obviously.
Something like that.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. See, the smart Steven showed up tonight. He's using big words. 888-340-3373. But here's what I want to know. NBC has walked right into the center of a huge race storm.
Mm-hmm.
After Gabby Douglas, who is a born-again Christian, representing her God, totally all guts to the wall, like every time she says anything, she's like, first, I want to thank my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ and the power that he's given me to do this and blah, blah, blah. And she's a cutie. She's like 16 or something.
She's delightful.
Adorable. Anyway, she wins the all-around, and nobody thought, or the individual, and nobody thought that she should have even been in the finals, and then she made it, and she barely just made the team. Like, she was the last pick to get on the team. She was the last pick to get taken for the finals because of her scores, et cetera, et cetera. But anyway, she wins the gold.
She was last.
She was last.
That makes the gold even more...
It's a sweeter story.
Yeah.
And she's so young, she can probably come back in 2016 to Rio. By the way, we need to talk about that because you with your Brazilian connection, Rio going to be the place in 2016. We need to definitely do some Baldwin McCullough-ing down there.
I'll get you hooked up, bro.
Yeah. Take the fams and all that stuff.
I'll follow Portuguese.
Yeah, I want to stay in a safe part of town, though.
I'll get you hooked up.
All right, I figured you would. You know who I want to stay with is Kenya's dad. Because I'm sure he, has men with guns and stuff outside the...
Actually, Kenya's mom's sister.
Yeah?
I'll get you hooked up.
Tougher bad guy than her dad?
Yeah.
Okay.
Exactly.
Okay. Then that's where we want to stay.
That's where we want to stay.
But anyway, Gabby Douglas wins the Olympic gold. Then they cut. Well, then Bob Costas does his normal, uber professional, perfect, Bob Costas signature thing on the story.
Mm-hmm.
And then he throws to break. And the first commercial that comes up is a monkey doing a gymnastics routine on the rings. Now that's a male gymnastics side of the sport.
So just
the girls don't do the rings, the guys do the rings.
But obviously maybe perceived as bad timing.
Well, here's how it went down.
That there are some young African American girls out there who tonight are saying to themselves, "Hey,
he's wrapping it up.
I'd like to try that too." More from London in a moment.
And then...
His entire life has been leading to this moment. All the hard work, the dedication, just to answer the call.
Is there any dialogue over this part? No, there's no dialogue? Okay, never mind then. That also sounded very weird, like it was out of phase or something. Yeah, we won't be using that again. But anyway, you heard Bob Costas. All those young girls out there that may say to themselves, I can do that.
Yeah.
Then it goes to the commercial, and then here comes his hand, the little monkey around the ring, and then it shows a monkey doing the
Iron Cross.
Yeah, right in the middle of the rings. And it has something witty written on the screen.
See, this is where this is. That's the moment in the program, Kevin, where your dumb jock partner means something in this equation. Iron Cross. See, I know the gymnastics move.
Oh, son, the lovely bride has you beat like 10 times around the block.
She didn't know that was called an Iron Cross.
She did.
No, she didn't.
Yes, she did.
No, she didn't.
I guarantee
you. No,
she
didn't.
But here's the thing.
Yeah.
Now, because they followed Gabby's gold and Bob's wonderful little punctuation mark with an advertisement about a monkey doing gymnastics.
Right.
Supposedly, NBC has ignited a race storm. Costas said what you heard him say. There are some African-American girls out there tonight saying to themselves, hey, I'd like to try that too. More from London in a moment. Then he goes to break. The broadcast goes to a commercial break showing an advertisement featuring a monkey wearing a gymnastics uniform and performing a rings gymnastic event. Here's a picture of it. And there he is on the rings.
Yeah.
Okay. So then you've got all these people on Twitter that start going, Gabby won in a commercial for animal practice with a black, big, smiling monkey doing gymnastics. I don't think NBC meant anything, but it's awful. Someone else disgusted at NBC for showing the monkey right after Gabby wins her gold medal. The animal practice commercial that followed the announcement that Gabby is the first African-American to win women's all-around was risky. You have all of these people that are like, that's racist. When we were looking at the footage tonight, Ivan's first reaction to it was, well, somebody probably didn't plan very well, but that was rather unfortunate.
Yeah.
Now, here's what I don't understand, and somebody needs to help me. 888-340-3373. Why? In this day and age, why should anybody, including Gabby Douglas, be offended by that order of events taking place in that way? Are we still at that point? Did black people all across America go, they ran a monkey right after Gabby Douglas won the gold, them NBC people is racist? Was that conversation actually happening? Or were we all like able to go through the commercial break and go, oh, that's funny, they got a monkey doing gymnastics that has nothing to do with Gabby? In other words, is this someone just looking for race trouble, or was this really truly a bad use of judgment? 888-340-3373, because I don't get it. 888-340-3373. Stephen, we'll get your opinion and go straight to the calls. 888-340-3373. NBC mean anything by following Gabby with a monkey commercial? 888-340-3373. 888-340-3373. Stay with us.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
If you owe the IRS, you can't make the problem go away without professional help. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax debt problems for 30 years, and I can help you too. We can stabilize IRS collection action and get your tax debt reduced, sometimes completely eliminated. And if you received a 1099 from a bank because of mortgage or other debt forgiveness, the vast majority of the time, I can show you how to completely erase it so you pay no taxes on what the IRS will consider to be taxable income. Call us for a free consultation to discuss the many possibilities. Call 1-800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NOTAX. Or go to my website at taxhelponline.com.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you. Call us today, 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses 3 groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
NET.
Live from New York and to great cities all across the country, I'm Kevin McCullough and he's Stephen Baldwin.
Yo, yo, yo. Hey, you know, every single month in this terrible economy, it's the exact same thing. You go to your mailbox, you pull out a bill, you open it, and then you just, Jackie, exactly. You just scream.
It was kind of a wimpy scream.
I mean, well,
it was kind of like a Toyota scream compared to a Cadillac.
Well, it was okay for, you know, off the cuff.
I mean, considering you gave her no warning.
What causes this to continue to occur again and again? It's called high energy bill syndrome. And there's one proven method of seeing it come to an end. It's found in a person, and his name is Stuart Lynn. And he can help you save anywhere from 30 to 40% off your utility bill, or he can help you get your energy at no cost to you whatsoever. That is correct. No cost to you whatsoever. Even better yet, he can help you make money in this terrible economy. Would you like to know more? Dial 877-532-1821, 877-532-1821. Write it down, 877-532-1821, or go online to Stu Lynn, that's S-T-U-L-Y-N-N, stulynn.net. That's S-T-U-L-Y-N-N.net.
And a big thanks to Stu for sponsoring Baldwin McCullough
Live. And if you take this step, you will no longer have to, Jackie. Jackie!
He's answering the phone.
Very good, Jackie.
888-340-3373 is our phone number. The The moment happened, I guess it was on Thursday night. Gabby Douglas wins the gold. By the way, you know what her last name spells if you do like one of those little scrambles of the words?
Listen, I'm just
Douglas.
Barely able
Think
to...
about this, guys. Douglas, USA gold. Huh? Did you figure that out?
Does it?
Yeah, Douglas. I'll write it down for you in the break. You can
yeah, I have to do it
use
that
your
way.
Crayon and help it out.
I have to do it that way.
So anyway, they go to break. Douglas, USA gold. It's all there.
That's weird.
It's cool. It's cool.
We ought to, like, do something with that.
I think Gabby needs to be, like, the face for, like, some sort of, like, special faith-based vitamin company or something. I think she would just be, like, a rockin' spokesperson.
I like your style, McCullough.
I do, too.
Yeah.
888-340-3373. So here's what happens. She wins the gold. Bob Costas does his typical Bob Costas, you know, button-down perfect thing summarizing what happened. And he throws to break. And it's the monkey gymnast on the rings. And then Twitter starts exploding, and people get all mad all over the place. Oh, NBC's racist. They ran a monkey commercial after Gabby Douglas. Really? Honestly, you think that they're racist? Are we still living? Is this 1961? Are the Democrats still running the Ku Klux Klan? Is this what we're in the middle of? I don't know. Steven, I didn't ask your opinion before we went to break, but...
Well, before we went to break, the first thing that came to mind for me is, unfortunately,
right,
in the historical reality of racism in this country, I think it's pretty well documented that there are those who subscribe to this form of hate that would reference African Americans in this hateful way as monkeys. So I think if you're a black person in America who, and let's be honest about one thing, I mean, you know, you can't really fully understand. And I do
agree with that.
I have had very interesting conversations and confrontations from people about my personal views of President Obama.
Right.
I've had African American people that I, you know, within 6 degrees of separation, come to me and say, well, how can you this and how can you that? And they'll say...
But you never called him monkey.
No, but that's not the point. The point, from their perspective, we can never understand what they've been through.
Okay, and I, on some level, agree with them on that. Here's what I'm saying, though. Here's what I'm saying. This is 2012.
Right.
I grew up in the early 1970s in the South. Not the deep South in Texas, not in Mississippi or Alabama, but it was still South.
Mm-hmm.
And there was still a good bit of racist influence in different places, et cetera, et cetera. But even in that, my whole 42 years on this planet, I have never heard a human being refer to an African American as a monkey.
Right.
Personally, I've never been around a person that's used that term or that language. Now, I know that it's been said, and I've heard stories of racial animosity and seasons and stuff when some of that stuff
and
has happened.
And there's been tremendous debate over the N-word. And
well, sure. And,
the hip-hop community using that word.
The hip-hop community uses that like they breathe oxygen. But that's a different debate. I don't think that NBC did anything malicious here, and I don't think that it was really even worth getting upset about. But
I don't agree with that.
Some people do, and we're going to take calls from you on that next. Ed, we see you in New Jersey. Hold on. You're going to be our first caller right out of the break. This is Baldwin McCullough Live coming to you on 333 stations tonight.
For a lot of people that want to pray effectively, doing it is the hard part.
We pray for our family.
They know what they want to say.
Our friends.
But the words don't come out easily.
We pray for the world.
What if something had been given to you as a child? Maybe that had been read to you every single night before you went to bed.
We can pray while walking, running, bowing, standing, or lying down.
That's what children's author Carol McIntyre has done in her brand new bedtime book, Prayer Is. What do you think of when you think of praying with your children? In a very simple, easy to read, and quickly memorized book, your children will pick up on all the benefits of what prayer is.
We can pray everywhere and anywhere.
Carol McIntyre's brand new title, Prayer Is. And when you go to TheBingeThinker.com and click on the Prayer Is logo, you'll save almost half the price at Amazon.com. So check out Prayer Is.
800-283-2360. That's 800-283-2360. 800-283-2360. 2360 or online at TheBingeThinker.com.
George Washington said, "Government is not reason, it is not eloquence, it is force, like fire. It is a dangerous servant and a fearful master." America's government is no longer the servant of the people and the protector of our liberty, but has become that fearful master. We the people must understand the nature of this government gone awry if we are to be successful in saving our country. America is being deliberately destroyed by a cabal of international gangsters so that she can be forced into subjugation to a one-world government. The God-given, unalienable rights of the Declaration of Independence are in jeopardy. We must not let them be stolen by ambitious and evil men. Utopia Silver Supplements believes it is our God-given right to make our own healthcare decisions however we deem best. If we can help you with your supplement needs and better health, then help us win this health freedom battle. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. Again, 888-213-4338.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Micro plant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with micro plant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
For a lot of people that want to pray effectively, doing it is the hard part.
We pray for our family.
They know what they want to say.
Our friends.
But the words don't come out easily.
We pray for the world.
But what if something had been given to you as a child? Maybe that had been read to you every single night before you went to bed.
We can pray while walking, running, bowing, standing, or lying down.
That's what children's author Carol McIntyre has done in her brand new bedtime book, Prayer Is.
What do you think of when you think of praying with your children?
In a very simple, easy to read, and quickly memorized book, your children will pick up on all the benefits of what prayer is.
We can pray everywhere and anywhere.
Carol McIntyre's brand new title, Prayer Is. And when you go to TheBingeThinker.com and click on the Prayer Is logo, you'll save almost half the price at Amazon.com. So check out Prayer Is.
800-283-2360. That's 800-283-2360. 800-283-2360 or online at TheBingeThinker.com.
Stream Media.
Saturday night, it's Baldwin McCullough Live. I'm Stephen Baldwin. He's Kevin McCullough.
Hey there.
And our number is, I don't know what it is.
888-340-3373. Yeah, top just, of the screen right there.
Yeah, I'm just...
888-340-3373.
I'm distraught.
By the promo for the veterinary comedy?
I don't even know what you're talking about.
Well, that's part of the problem. Everybody got offended by this promo. It's a monkey on the rings. And the show it's promoting is a new veterinary it's a show about this, it's a sitcom about this veterinary practice called Animal Practice. And if you don't think NBC is going to use the Olympics to overly hype their entire fall lineup, then you're about the biggest idiot to walk the planet, because their ratings have been off the charts, record breaking.
Got it.
So they go to the break. Gabby wins the gold. Looking all sweet and precious and wonderful. She thanks her Lord and Savior. Bob Costas does his perfect little, you know, now other girls can dream the dream, you know, that Gabby once dreamed and blah, 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 and go on to win gold. Then they cut to this supposed to be funny commercial.
Mm-hmm.
And this monkey does a gymnastics thing on the rings. And people start trying to say that NBC was racially insensitive or in some way comparing Gabby to... What if a Russian had won the event? Which she was only 0.2 of a point away from winning the event. What if would they have been like, oh, well, Russians must be equated to monkeys now?
No.
This is just that schedule was put into the computer weeks ago. And the operators didn't have any clue that Gabby was going to win.
No, but it might have been just a little bit common sense logical to say to yourself that if she did win, it might be better to switch the order of the commercials.
Run a beer commercial first.
Whatever.
Let's go to line two. Cherie is in Queens. Cherie, welcome. Listening to AM 970, The Answer. AM 970, The Answer, our big flagship here in New York. Cherie, welcome. You're on with Stephen Baldwin and Kevin McCullough. Glad you're here.
Thank you very much for having me. I had plenty of time to review everything that I heard a moment ago, and the first offense I had was the way you posed the question, your pronunciation, as if it sounded like you were implying that black people are not educated. You were using thems and these and those in the question. That right there was offensive in and of itself. The second point I wanted to make is that, yes, those of us who are black who are offended by this is because there is a history behind the offense in the media of black people. This has been going on for decades, and I personally have a file where I've addressed this issue in the media.
Cherie, let me ask you a question.
Several responses to it.
Okay. I got you both, and if I did an impersonation that was offensive, I apologize. Didn't mean to hurt anybody's feelings.
Thank you for that.
But let me ask you an honest question.
Certainly.
NBC has this veterinary comedy that they're rolling out September 1. And all their series of ads have involved animals and animals doing funny things related to the Olympics. And they had this monkey doing it's a male sport, the rings, it's not a female thing. And he does one of the little flips and then he stands there and he does the Iron Cross that Stephen correctly identified earlier. You really honestly think that there was a conspiracy at NBC to say, we're going to compare Gabby Douglas and her beautiful little smile to this monkey?
Yes, sir. The reason for my answer as a positive answer to that question, yes, I do feel that way, is because my husband and I were watching Channel 4 during dinner when they were announcing the top winners and their medals.
Mm-hmm.
For Gabby's photograph, they had a very casual picture of her off looking to the side. Everyone else, they had a beautiful frontal smiling photo of them. What I'm trying to explain in a few minutes is a history of media that is offensive to people of color. This is a cumulative reaction to what we've experienced and witnessed for years and have not fought against except for the Committee to Eliminate Media Offensive to African People, CMOTAP. They're in place to fight against media that is offensive, whether it's...
And I don't question that history, Cherie. I just think people thinking that promo was specifically placed there to in some way impugn the accomplishment of Gabby Douglas is just... I just find that unfathomably unbelievable.
I'm trying to offer clarity to explain to you that it is not the first time that African Americans have been compared to monkeys.
Well, that was.
But who compared?
Hold on a second.
Nobody compared anything.
No. But it doesn't matter. It gets back to what I said, which was NBC perhaps should have said to themselves, if Gabby Gifford wins, and this happens to be the commercial that we have slated. You know, and to this...
Not Gabby Gifford.
Wait a second.
Gabby Douglas.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Gabby, forgive me.
Not the congresswoman.
Right, forgive me. But my point simply is, and I said this to you before on the air.
Right.
Which is, historically, with this use of this word and this kind of slander, so to speak, they might have said to themselves, well, wait a second, you know, it might not... be such a good idea. It could be misperceived. So, to the callers...
There is no misperception.
I'm sorry?
I must interrupt. There is no misperception simply because of the overwhelming response of people who against it or opposed to it.
Yeah.
That is not a misconception.
But is it fair to say, last question from Steve Baldwin here, is it fair to say that you would agree with the fact that NBC obviously didn't deliberately do this?
No, she's saying they did.
Oh, okay.
Yes, I'm saying they did because I watch NBC. I saw them interview the president, and they didn't even have a decent background for him. He's the president of the country, like it or not. This is not the only time that I have seen NBC commit offensive
acts.
Well,
NBC has been the president's best friend, and their cable outlet has basically been a 24-hour campaign commercial for him. So I don't know how you get those two equated. But I do appreciate the perspective, Cherie, and I do thank you for your call. Here's the interesting thing about this, Stephen.
Mm-hmm.
Cherie's a real person. She feels that they did it on purpose.
Huh.
I run a media company. There's no way in heck that I can believe for a second that some control room operator at NBC was back there going, "Hey, look, we got the monkey following the black girl on the gold medal round.
Right.
This is going to be awesome."
Yeah, yeah.
No, those commercials were slated and put into the computer by, you know, random chance of how they rotate months ago. Months ago.
And to that last caller's, obviously to her perception, she feels, though, that as a result of the history of these types of things.
History's one thing, but she said this was done on purpose. Stay with us. It's Baldwin McCullough Live.
People that want to pray effectively, doing it is the hard part.
We pray for our family.
They know what they want to say.
Our friends.
But the words don't come out easily.
We pray for the world.
But what if something had been given to you as a child? Maybe that had been read to you every single night before you went to bed.
We can pray while walking, running, bowing, standing, or lying down.
That's what children's author Carol McIntyre has done in her brand new bedtime book, Prayer Is. What do you think of when you think of praying with your children? In a very simple, easy to read, and quickly memorized book, your children will pick up on all the benefits of what prayer is.
We can pray everywhere and anywhere.
Carol McIntyre's brand new title, Prayer Is. And when you go to TheBingeThinker.com and click on the Prayer Is logo, you'll save almost half the price at Amazon.com. So check out Prayer Is.
800-283-2360. That's 800-283-2360. 800-283-2360. 2360 or online at TheBingeThinker.com.
Prices are for base buildings only and may not be available in some areas. This is an alert. If your business or church is building next year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. So call General Steel now for the quality and the price in a pre-engineered steel building that you just can't beat. That's right. General Steel can save you thousands of dollars with a pre-engineered steel building designed for your business or church. What does it mean? How about a 50 by 100 foot building for under $30,000? Don't pay thousands more than you should without calling General Steel first. Call 800-98-STEEL today and save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. Don't let rising steel prices put your project in jeopardy. Call now to lock in your price for 3 months. Call 866-99-STEEL. That's 866-997-8335. Don't spend thousands of dollars more than you should. Call 866-99-STEEL today.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrients. Nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
Act.com.
Saturday night, Baldwin McCullough Live, Stevie B, KMC, 888-340-3373.
Ivan, did you find the audio of the... There's audio of the first part of that ad. Just play just the announcer voice of the monkey ad.
Okay.
You got it? You had it up. Sorry. Yeah, he's working on it. Okay, he'll get that. Let me know when you're ready. What we're talking about is Gabby Douglas, who won the gold medal in the individual performance of the all-around the other night. Bob Costas comes on and talks about how, you know, and Gabby's very young still. She's only like 16. And the thing that the lovely bride kept saying all through the Olympics is, there's no way she can't win. The judges are going to have to grade her on just the smile alone, you know, perfect scores.
Right.
Because literally, this girl, like, you wonder if she's ever had a bad day in her entire life.
Oh, she's
so positive.
Yeah.
She's just like, yeah, I just work hard, and I'm really thankful to be here, and I'm glad I could do my best.
She's got the Holy Spirit.
So she wins, and everybody's cheering in the whole universe. And Bob Costas comes on, you know, there were little girls like Gabby who used to once look at Dominic Dawes and think, I could do that. And now there's girls at home tonight looking at Gabby Douglas saying, you know, that they could do that. And then he throws to the break. And this is what you hear while a monkey is doing a gymnastics routine. Take a listen.
Entire life has been leading to this moment. All the hard work. Dedication just to answer the call of victory.
And it's a promo for the Animal Practice, new Animal Practice comedy, which, by the way, looks stupidly stupid. I mean, the lovely bride goes, this is what they're making for new shows now?
I'll be watching.
Okay. That would explain some of why the lovely bride said that. But it just looks ridiculously dumb. But they've been doing all these, you know, promos with these animals doing Olympic stuff. And this one happened to be the monkey on the rings that the men perform on, the apparatus that the men perform on. And Twitter exploded. How dare they put a monkey on right after Bob Costas threw the break. And then here's the other thing that's gotten people mad. Her coach, Bella Caroli, who he's had a pretty good run with people.
I'd say that.
Nadia. Yeah. Wasn't he Mary Lou's coach, I think?
Yeah.
And then all the other ones. Anyway, so Bela Caroli
had a good run.
He had a good run, but what was the connection here? Oh, he had called Gabby Douglas the flying squirrel.
Right.
Because of the way she flies off the uneven parallel bars. And if you saw any of her routines, you know she's
unbelievable.
She's like an airplane, she's a human being.
She's like a flying squirrel.
Well, that's kind of, and so people were like, well, that's racist, and that's her own coach. So I'm like, oh, man, we're never going to be able to just have a normal
specify,
day.
Well, I don't even get that. How is that? I don't know,
because it's an animal and a human being. Anyway, Ed in New Jersey, you've been holding on real quickly. What's your thoughts? Line one, hello? Ed in New Jersey, hi.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Good. We're short on time. Get right to the point if you can.
Yeah, listen. I'm 26 years old. I'm going to grad school right now, and I grew up going to public school where it was a very mixed group of kids, and I had several black.
Ed, you're gonna have to. I'm sorry to do this to you because you've been holding so long. You're gonna have to hold them one more time. We'll come back to you right after the top of the hours.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.